Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Desperately trying to defend this republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. Coming up in the next segment, we're scheduled to have a guest on who thinks that getting an implantable microchip is just a wonderful thing. And we'll look at that whole culture, how they're pushing it as a fad, as something trendy to do. And we're going to go ahead and take a couple calls right now. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And then coming up, we'll get into some of the latest Iran war buildup developments and some of the domestic police state things that are happening here in the United States. Who's up next? Who's next up in line? Okay, Hartwell, where are you calling from?
Hartwell?
Yes.
I caught only half of your name. I don't know what happened there. I was cut off a little bit.
Mine was cutting out, too, when they told me who it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned getting people involved and waking up people. Let me tell you what I did. Yesterday, the 19th, on a Sunday, I planned a public showing of Beyond Treason at the library here in Abbeville, Louisiana. I advertised it well. I put it in the paper. I put flyers on windshields and on restaurant doors. Alex, other than a few of my friends, no one came. Not
well, that's because you're advertising in the newspaper, sir. We put an ad in Craigslist for employees and get 200 responses and put one in the local paper and get 10 responses. Those things are paper tigers. That's not where the audiences are. If you would have gone to, say, 10 churches and said, I want to just briefly talk to your congregation about depleted uranium and gotten them to let you talk to them, put out flyers there, you'd have probably had a packed house. Or if you'd have gotten on a local radio talk show for 10 minutes to talk about it, you would have had a packed house. Just the newspapers, the old line media is a joke. Their only power is that some of us still read them and then regurgitate what they're saying. Americans predominantly don't read. They watch television.
Well, no. Look, I put ads in the paper, then I got out on the streets with flyers, and I talked with people, and they told me that they read my ad in the paper. Then I talked with them about depleted uranium and what it was doing to our troops. I did go to churches. I talked to people there. I talked to pastors, and not one person showed up other than a few of my friends.
Well, I've had the exact opposite response than most people I know do, but I have no doubt that what happened to you has happened. So what would you like me to, what's the point of this?
The point of this is that I just can't believe that I have found that people are as stupid as I have found them to be. And I don't know what to do. I'd like to do something, but I don't know what to do.
Well, duty is ours, consequences belong to God, and you did the right thing, sir, and I would tell you don't give up.
Well, I won't give up. I'll keep punching. Thank you so much for what you do, and it's people like you that supports me.
Well, sir, I appreciate you, but listen, number one, we've gone from a nation of people who were involved on the field as participants to a nation of spectators, the most slothful, lazy population in the world predominantly when it comes to political action being involved. People are scared to go to a meeting. They've heard about the NSA spying. They've heard about people being watched. And so people are afraid. That chilling effect has been engaged in for a reason. I'll tell you what is effective is making copies of documentaries, and you're authorized to do that with my films for nonprofit educational purposes, and then giving copies of those to individuals who already show an interest. Don't cast your pearls before swine, before pigs. Go out to those that do care and are involved. And by the way, no country's ever been saved, or no people's ever been saved by a majority. It was 3% started the war against King George III. And it was 5% that won that war, brother. So just because most people are drooling furniture doesn't mean that we're going to lose this fight. People are waking up big time, so chin up and you keep it up. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break with our scheduled guest. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More of your calls coming up later. We'll get more into the new Bin Laden tape, which is really a month old, but announced by the news as new. And then even the older tapes they've been airing, they admit, are re-edited, repackaged videotapes from before 9/11 and then right after 9/11. But they repackage them, recut them, and then say their new threats, and then quietly a week later say, oh, no, really, it was an old tape. But that certainly works to scare the people into, oh, maybe the Patriot Act being reauthorized and expanded is good. Oh, maybe the police state is good. Oh, everything is wonderful. Now, our guest joins us today, and he's got this book, RFID Toys. And I remember reading a January 2000 Pentagon battle plan put out by the Army, and it was republished by the Federation of American Scientists, and it said, you can go read it, it's actually in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, a reprint of it, and it's on Infowars.com. You can link through right to the Defense Department if you'd like to read about it. They said, we're going to sell implantable microchips for the entire population, and by 2020, force everyone to take it, by making security personnel in the military take it, but also making it trendy, selling it as if it's popular, selling it as if it's cool. Then I had a Washington Post reporter on a year later, their tech writer for WashTech, And he said, yes, that's how they're going to sell it, is to the body modification crowd. You see, it isn't cool to have an original mind or write something original or truly do something original for humanity or to do something moral. What is different and radical is to say chop a couple of your fingers off or shoot yourself with a .357 Magnum in the shoulder. That's part of the new body modification art. Real popular. Or have both your legs cut off because it's a turn-on for your sexual partner. Oh, you think I'm joking? That's getting quite popular. Now I'm not equating taking an implantable microchip to that. It's just funny that we're here 6 years ago telling you from the Pentagon how this would emerge. And now different surveillance tech companies in the U.S. are telling their employees to take it. The Mexican Attorney General, now a year ago, told his employees, if you want to come to work, take the implantable microchip. But then you've got all the trendies, all the really cool people now, you know, this culture who just, these cyborgs, totally hip, man, they're down with it. And one of them joins us, and I appreciate Amal, or Amuel, I don't know how you pronounce it, Grafsta, joining us. I'm probably getting both those names wrong. Your name's A-M-A-L, but I'm told you pronounce it Amel, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. It's a Dutch derivative.
Now, I'm not as cool as you, so let me just say right now, I'm kind of a nerd, but I don't have tats all over me or anything, but thank you for joining us. You and your girlfriend have microchips, and you're totally awesome.
I guess that's been the perception. I mean,
some of us just aren't as cool. And you're on the radio getting to talk about your book, too.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about, anything happening because of my, personal experiments. I mean, that's how this all started. I just wanted to, get into my house without having my keys. And then all of a sudden, some friends wanted some pictures. I put them up, and then it just became this huge thing.
Is that what happened with your RFID book?
Yeah, actually, Wiley Publishing, they called me up and they said, well, what do you, the guy interviewing me, he's like, we want to interview you for whatever. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm listening, to him. And about halfway through the interview, he stops me and says, well, I'm not really interviewing you. I want to see if you're crazy or not. And it doesn't seem so. So we want you to write this book, details how to actually leverage this technology and build these different, solutions.
Like, and of course, all these big reports are coming out about how easy it is to get somebody's data off the chip. There's a lot of security experts are saying it'll cause people to have body parts severed by criminals. It's actually a very unsecure form of identification. But that's just the facts. Who cares about that? What do you think about the Mexican Attorney General making his employees take microchips?
That's actually part of the issue. I mean, I'm going to be speaking in Seattle about that because, I mean, even in the book it says, there's obvious security issues with this technology and it's really only fit for kind of personal experimentation and personal use.
Really? Wait a minute. We just barely beat a bill in Texas that was going to put tracker chips, RFID, and all inspection stickers, but they don't care. They're going ahead and putting up all the radio readers to track our every move right now.
Yeah. I mean, the Mexican Attorney General, he's using Verichip, and the City Watch company that's using it for their employees, they're also using Verichip.
That's a motley crew over there with the Attorney General. So what's your take on people saying, hey, you want to work here, got to take the chip?
I think that's kind of ridiculous. This has always been a personal choice and it should always be something like that.
Yeah, but in the future, if you want a cell phone, that's just what it's offered with the chip for everyone's security. So you don't have to have a cell phone and you don't have to work here if you don't want to have a drug test or take a chip. And you don't have to have a car if you don't want a chip. And you don't have to come outside your house if you don't have the chip.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's like... like any kind of tracking, I mean, if you have a cell phone, you're triangulated. If you use credit cards, you're tracked anyway.
Argument. It's like if you already have one broken leg, hell, let's break both arms and break your skull and break your rib cage and both your collarbones while we're at it. I mean, let's be Evel Knievel. Hell, if we've already got some problems and we're already losing all of our privacy, why not go all the way?
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, I'm really not frightened about RFID used in that manner, because it's a passive type technology where you can easily mess with it. You know, it's not like a cell phone where you know you want to receive calls and make calls. You know, and you want to buy stuff with your credit card, but like with RFID, where it's embedded in clothing or whatever, you know, if you wanted to subvert the technology, it's rather easy to do.
But then that makes it even worse that they're now trying to make it the industry standard, with the Defense Department and Walmart colluding to force all retailers and suppliers to adopt it. Were you aware of that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's you know, part of the privacy issue is particularly around clothing, like you know, RFID tags embedded in clothing.
Already in hundreds of brands, yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the concern is that if you don't remove the tag or you're unaware of it, you know, you're walking around with something that could...
Well, I've seen all these people wallowing around on the websites, just unbelievable. I don't have devil horn mods on my head, or I haven't 45'd myself. I've got chips, and it's just, I've got a chippy. I mean, do you see yourself in that camp? Because I'm actually in glad to hear that you don't think we should be made to take the love chips. But speaking of love chips, your girlfriend's got one, doesn't she?
Yeah. She, you know, at first she was like, well, you know, there's no point for me to get one, and I don't really want one. And, you know, I was cool with that. That's fine, because I just wanted to, you know, play around with it. And actually, I put it in with the thought that I would be taking it out later. Because removal is just a very simple process.
Who made your chip?
The chip that I have two, actually. I have one in each hand. So the one in the left hand was made by, it's an EM4102. It's just a read-only chip. It's, you know, general purpose ID that's kind of unique, set at the factory.
But see, in the future, to be really trendy, you'll have to have the Zig 7 Vulcan Slagomoggle.
Yeah, good. I mean, they're trying to come up with other... I mean, the contactless, wireless, no-battery, passive-type features of it make it, you know, kind of ideal for other types of technologies like blood testing and, you know, temperature sensing. So, you know, the idea is that they want to come up with something where you can have this implant that not only is used for identification, but, you know, you can get your temperature read and, you know, diabetics can get blood tests.
So why did your girlfriend decide she wanted this?
She just decided she wanted it because she wanted to kind of use all the benefits and features that I've been using for, you know, a year, like getting into the house without keys and, you know, logging into the computer, you know, that kind of stuff. So she asked me about it and was like, well, does it hurt? Can you feel it? What are the dangers, you know, the risks and all that? And, you know, she saw that I wasn't having any health risks or anything from it, so she's like, sure, you know.
Well, I saw a website similar to yours where they're talking about how great it is to have the doors open for you. How about we just cut our arms off? It'd be so much easier just to have chips do it for us. I mean, having to turn the doorknob and open the door, and, yeah, having to hit enter on the computer with your finger, that's so much harder. Why not just wave your chip? It's so much cooler.
Well, that's funny because that is part of the issue. I mean, people that come to me and they ask me about it, they're like, well, can I use it for, you know, a light switch, or can I use it for this? And I'm like, well, you can, but why? Your finger is much more efficient at flipping a light switch, you know what I mean? Like, it's not really meant for that type of use where it's...
But you admit that the technology is imminently penetrable and wide open, much more easy to hack into than a credit card in your pocket. Somebody can just walk up and scan your chip from a distance. Well, then why do you think it's so cool?
Well, I mean, you have to look at it too in the context of what it's being used for. So, I mean, from a distance with implants, that means, you know, 4 inches, maybe 6 inches max. You know, so it's still possible, yes, for somebody to sneak up on me, get my chip ID, and, you know, run off to my house and get in. But, you know, if you look at it in the context of, okay, here's a business using it for high security, like Mexican Attorney General, or payment systems like SpeedPass, or, you know...
But you just said it was silly to have to do that.
Exactly. It is.
But you just said it was bad that the Mexican Attorney General was doing that, but now you're saying it's a plus.
Well,
bottom line, sir, I believe technology is neutral. I'm not against technology, but I am against how this entire infrastructure is being set up And I'm sure you've heard about the camps and Bush above the law. And I mean, did you know the Carlisle Group's involved in pushing all this chipping?
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Tell you what, stay there. All this bad stuff's involved, but I like it.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Himself into circles here. I mean, the Pentagon comes out and says, we're going to have trendy Wendy's, that's Paul Watson's term, come out and push this as cutting edge and all the stupid squares daddy-o, baby, they don't know, yeah, I got it all now. And really, it's going in all your products, it's tracking everything you do, it's going to track you down the road, and your kids are going to be, I'm getting the new IM-12 mega chip, and you can't stop me, there's a new congressional law saying as soon as I'm 10, I'm allowed to have it. Well, your child doesn't have to be in with the rest of the class if they don't want to take their chip. Why, they can go down the hall where those weird Amish-type kids are at. You know, this is where it's all going, and it's a control grid. It's crud technology. It's useless, and we need to keep the human body the way it is. We don't need to. It's the same with the genetic engineering is all out of control, totally wild, with no looking at the repercussions. And then there's all these people, the Chipsons and the rest of them, and Get Chipped Today, and turns out they're stockholders in Applied Digital. Remember the Jacobsons and just all of it, and the Applied Digital claiming that they're going to put chip readers in all the hospitals and claiming they had it in 8 different hospitals. Turns out it was all a lie. And then we had the CEO on, and he said, oh, yes, everyone will submit to the chip. Everyone's going to get the chip. And then I had that police chief on from Bergen County, the Bergen County police chief in New Jersey, a county with 2 million people in it. And he said on air, he said, yes, I've taken the chip. I want my police to take it. And I believe the government's going to make you take the chip. We have the transcript and the audio on the website. And yes, our plan is to make you take it. And I will come at gunpoint and make the citizens take it. Okay, we're that far along. That's the Houston police chief last week. They want to put cameras in all the homes now. And so you get people who might be nice folks. I mean, he might be a nice guy. Amal Grafstra. And we got a link to his website on Infowars.com. I mean, I'm being a little bit hard on him here. It's just I can't figure it out. I mean, I can't understand, Amal. You've got to see how it's the most untrendy thing you can do to have a microchip that's just a stupid gadget that basically does nothing for you. I mean, what does it do for you that your finger can't do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the first to admit that it's the actual use of it is kind of just, it's for my own real entertainment.
It's only good for tracking people.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much it could track me. I mean, the read range on these types of things is real short, but, I mean, it will basically...
Not the new Pentagon chips. They're hundreds of yards. I'm talking about where this is going, sir.
Yeah. I mean, where it's going is not what I had in mind for me at any time, actually. I mean, this is all kind of a new thing as far as, like, the broad reach of this issue. The social impacts of what I've seen from having this chip have kind of, like, made me more aware of the broader issues. Whereas before, I mean, RFID is not my specialty. It's not my focus. It's not anything to do with my business.
But now you know all about it.
Now I know all about it. I had to learn and you know, become a man.
So what do you and your girlfriend use the chip for?
Just simple stuff, like just instead of punching in a PIN code at my front door, I just wave the chip instead.
Well, sir, there's something behind hundreds of articles a month promoting RFID, and it's fun, it's cute, it's a toy, it's neat, and it's this full-court press. 3 years ago, there was a big meeting in Chicago, the big RFID consortium met, and they had a big convention, and they openly, we have the transcripts of it, Catherine Albrecht was there, and they were talking about 80% of the public hates it, but they will submit. Our Pentagon program is projected for total takeover within. Do you understand what this is about? This is about creating in cyberspace a tracker on every item, every person, every car. And then instead of Google just searching the web, it will search reality. It is about merging this dimension into cyberspace. That's what the Pentagon says, Bubba.
Sure. I don't doubt it. That's kind of always been the goal of powers of being, no matter what the technology is.
But that ain't good, brother, so you aren't helping putting the chip in yourself and writing books about how fun it is, and aren't you a star, and oh my gosh, and this is so great. You know, I'd rather interview you because you're out with a hidden video camera exposing corrupt New York cops or something, instead of, or have you on because you've written some great piece of literature, instead of because you've got a microchip and you're having fun with your toy.
Sure.
Well, I don't want to beat you up anymore. You can go if you want, or you can stay and take some calls. What do you want to do?
Sure, I'll stay.
All right, folks, I know we got other callers holding from previously with the serious issues of the looming Iran war and just everything that's happening and the concentration camps. But if you want to talk to this guest, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
away. They'll take your right to own your own ideas.
Grastra is our guest, and I appreciate him holding through that break with us. Well, we're going to go ahead now and go back to Amal. Amal, I've been running all over you. I mean, any points you want to make, I guess you're kind of a promoter, at least with your book, RFID Toys, or this author that contacted you and wanted to, with a major publisher, promote RFID, surprise, surprise, the entire industry of the entire country behind it. But give us your take. What are you about? What is this about?
Basically, it always was, for me, a personal venture into RFID and its uses. It's become much more than that, obviously. Essentially, my thought is that becoming aware of these larger issues and these plans, I mean, the people that are kind of this, cool club of chipped, people. There's two kinds of people in that group. There's the kind of people that are kind of, maybe more like me, kind of technically interested in RFID, want to know more about how it functions, kind of rule over the technology rather than the technology ruling over themselves. Then there's the other group who, like the social aesthetics of it, which is, look what I've got, I can do this, and, don't really care how it works, I just want to get it so I can get into my house, or, whatever. So, the of the two people in that group, the people who are more technical are, are going to be the people who, in the future, are, going to be, given awareness of these issues, going to be the ones to probably combat it more, fervently than the other people. So I think, my thoughts are, after learning about RFID and its vulnerabilities, its security issues, things like that, for me to use it in my personal life and have complete control over it, I see that as positive, and other people doing the same, I see that as positive. Whereas people getting it, like the Attorney General or, people in the club to pay for stuff, they're kind of participating in that larger system.
Let me just say this. Out of the gates, the Pentagon said it was going to promote it as trendy. As one prong of the three-pronged fork. They were going to make prisoners take it. And the California Bureau of Prisons 2 years ago signed a deal to take RFID to implant their prisoners. Then there was a public outcry, so they backed off, but that was in Reuters. And then there is the crowd that does it because it's cool. And they, the government, the media, the PR moguls said it was cool by getting the different managers at the Baja Beach clubs around Europe and now at the big Miami club there in Miami to then become distributors, to be paid money by Applied Digital's solutions to be vendors, and then they say it's VIP. So that's kind of like saying, oh, hitting yourself in the head with a ball-peen hammer is VIP, or jumping off a cliff is VIP. To me, there's nothing more uncool than doing what the PR idiots say is cool. And I'm just telling you, Bubba, I think you're a victim of a Pentagon PR program, and I think you're being used to go out here and make this look grassroots and trendy. And I'm here to tell you that this is an admitted industry system-wide takeover, which you even admit. You said, that's what the establishment always wants. So now I'm asking you, looking at this, are you reconsidering your lavish worldview, your glowing worldview of RFID?
I didn't really have to reconsider because as soon as I started learning some of the issues around it, I didn't really have a glowing worldview. I mean, obviously, of all the interviews...
RFID toys, that sounds fun. It's friendly.
Sure. I mean, if you want to experiment with it, and I mean, that's what the context of the book is. You want to play around with it, not implants per se. I mean, there's only like one page that mentions them briefly, but, you know, access cards, everything, you know, the things that people use on a daily basis already. You know, if you want to understand the technology and, you know, come to, you know how it works so that, you know, let's say someday in the future where this technology might be, you know, actually forced on the people, people that understand it are going to be the people, you know, fighting the technical, you know, fight against it. Because, you know, people that don't understand how it works, they're not going to be of any use.
Well, let me tell you what the federal government did last year. They passed a law in the name of fighting terrorism. Everything's for terrorism now.
Yeah.
They passed a law, and they said that all livestock in the country has to be RFID tagged. When you take your horse and trailer it to take it to a place to go ride it, you've got to call the government and let them know you're going to be traveling with your horse. Everything from pigeons to cats to dogs, they want to be microchipped. So, again, then they register you in the program and satellite surveil, that's Associated Press, your farm and ranch. This is total Big Brother and has nothing to do with terrorism. And see, right there, out of the gates, they're going to force us into this. This is hellish.
I'm wondering about the trackability of it. Do you know what the like how they can link satellite to the chip itself?
No. That's part of a system where you register with a state agency under federal guidelines, and just part of the chipping and part of the government visits and part of the veterinarians being the enforcers is your farms registered, your wells registered, and satellites are watching you.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point, because the exactly why I didn't use Verichip and exactly why I didn't use the you know, the pet chip.
And Verichip says they want to go to the point where it is satellite tracked, boosted, and relayed by the cell towers.
Yeah, I mean, those reasons exactly are why I didn't want to use them, because they do require registration, and it's a more controlled thing, and, you know, that was totally not an option for me. And that's all. This is part of, you know, what I'm actually speaking about in Seattle. Is that if people want to know about the security and privacy issues around it, and so that's part of what I'm trying to
tell us about your upcoming speaking engagement. By the way, the website's rfidtoys.net, rfidtoys.net, and you can go visit it by going to infowars.com. We have a link to it. But tell us about your speaking engagement that's upcoming.
Well, it's just basically covering RFID in general. And then diving into more of the security and privacy issues around it, specifically around implants, you know, particularly the Verichip and things like that that people are using to get into these high security areas and make payments with. But in reality, I mean, it's been proven by several people that the IDs can be, you know, sniffed off of somebody.
It's unbelievably unsecure, and it's designed that way. Listen, most of the identity fraud is by governmental sales of data dumps to private groups. And most identity fraud is not where people think it is, on the internet or when you buy something at the store. The government wants more identity theft problems, then they can bring in even more draconian controls.
Yeah, I mean, I buy things on the internet all the time, and I've never had an issue. You know, I buy like 90% of my stuff through, you know, credit card use on the internet, and I've not had a problem. So,
well, I'm all Grafster. Let's take a couple calls. I appreciate you joining us, and you're a little bit better than I thought you were earlier. I mean, I really appreciate you seeing the serious problems of this. Let's talk to Dan in Arkansas, then Emmett and others. Well, I tell you what, that's one of the phone banks. Who's up first here? I'm confused. Joe and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, give him a chance. You think he means well. Amal, is that true? You don't believe that this should be used to control people because they're going to have it so that you have to touch a computer or get your fingerprint? I mean, I see the point around the security.
Yeah, the new Microsoft operating system is designed where you're going to have to do this.
Well, I think it should be up to the individual. What's your take on this, Amal? Do you think it should be up to the individual, or do you think it should be forced into everybody?
Well, I definitely think it's up to the individual. I mean, even down to my girlfriend, I mean, I asked her over and over if she was sure she wanted to do it, and, you know, what was her... I made sure she was giving me the reasons why, and like, if they, you know, if she just wanted to do it because she thought it was cool, I'd be like, well, it's not worth it, you know, like, don't bother.
Can you remove it? Can you have it removed if you want it removed?
Yeah, Well, there's two kinds of chips, actually. The Vera chip is one of the kinds that has a biobond coating on it, and it lets your flesh grow into it a little bit to secure it so it doesn't move around. Those kind of chips are difficult to remove. The chips that I have and the chips that other people that are kind of the do-it-yourselfers, we all make sure to not get that kind so that removal is a very simple process. It's just a little cut with a scalpel and just pop it out.
Now, I see the reasons for medical, if you can't speak to a doctor, but that should be up to the individual. And
I
think in medical cases, don't you? I think it could be useful. What's your take on that, Alex? As long as it's not.
Well, you can have the same code, via a tattoo on your rear end. I just think, and then that, eight-digit code is then entered. They have your whole medical history. I mean, listen, bad people develop this. They have a horrible reason for wanting to push it as a track and control grid.
The
Pentagon says they're going to try to force us to take it using security clearances and trendiness. It's now happening. We're watching it. We're looking at the aftermath of it. It's ongoing. We've got to stop the implementation of this technology system-wide, plus it's an insecure, unsecure, horrible system to begin with.
Alex, my question is, if someone does want to have it for medical reasons, just for medical reasons, and how? Because if you're found and you don't have a Medicare bracelet or something, how can this be done to safeguard against, is it only use what it's supposed to be? That's all I'm saying.
We've got to stop widespread acceptance of tracker chips in the human body. There are other ways to do it. Necklaces, bracelets, tattoos, cards. There are so many things.
In other words, have like a thing you can carry. It'd be a chip. It'd be on a necklace. And your medical history would be in that. You mean something like that?
But I mean, even that's, the world isn't perfect. We've gotten along in the past. The point is that the bad of this outweighs the good. Thanks for the call. I mean, I don't really know how the Pentagon said that they were going to promote this as something trendy and sell us on it. Joe in Missouri, you're on the air. Joe, go ahead with our guest.
Yeah, look.
Yes, sir.
Just one point that's really important to get across. It's not just RFID. It's a leash, the same as a dog collar leash with electronic control, where the dog goes to the edge of the grass, and he gets a spike in the neck, and he goes back and stays on the lot. It is a leash. It is nothing but a leash. If you try and go past their sensors, they can put a cell phone on you and give you a spike and a shock so you stay out of their areas.
Well, not with these particular chips, but no, they're talking about future chips for prisoners and others doing exactly that. And, at first it'll be for the child molester, and we'll all be, that's good, they're scum. But next it'll be for DWIs, and next for not paying your tickets. This type of braceleting is already happening. Again, the government can't be trusted. They commit more crime statistically than any other group, and it's just out of control.
Okay, Alex, that's the one point. It's a leash. It's not just RFID.
Well, that's where it's all going. It certainly is a tracking leash. Look, we just beat bills. It would have gone into law this year for tracker chips and all our inspection stickers to track, trace, and tax us and give us tickets on Texas roads, Amal.
Yeah, that's actually a huge thing that I mentioned a little bit in the book about the use of the abuses of RFID, the toll payment systems that go into cars. And the people accept those in their cars under the premise that they're being used for payment. But now they're expanding the use of those RFID devices against the consent of the people who have them in their cars, using them for
it's
tracking
a poor technology for security and for the public. It's a great technology for tracking everything because it's cheap. I mean, they've got these down to 2 cents a piece, little Hitachi chips.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, we've got to kill it. We've got to stop it. I mean, there might be some applications just in a few areas. It's just not that good of a technology. Let's talk to Jane in Maryland. Jane, go ahead.
Yeah, that RFID, by the way, how deeply embedded in your skin is this?
It's just under skin. I can bite it out in an emergency if I need to.
Right, and you're aware, of course, of the possibility of migration, infection, various other medical...
Yeah, MRIs cause them to explode.
Right.
Yeah, MRIs are an issue. Infection's an issue during the healing process, but after that it's not a problem. Migration is generally an issue if it's in muscle tissue, but just being under the skin, I mean, it's not a very big danger.
Right. Several technical aspects of this I thought should be pointed out. One, it is a transponder, which is to say it's emitting a signal, a unique signal. That signal can be amplified and boosted, so it definitely is a tracking device beyond simply the 10 or 15
or 20. Oh, no, Applied Digital says we're all going to be forced to take them.
Right.
I've had their doctors and their CEO and their distributors on. They have little slogans like, you will get chips, submit, the chip will prevail. And then you got well-meaning people like our guest who just, I guess, is starting to wake up. So it's interesting that he got the chip out of trendiness or just because it was interesting, and now he's become educated on it. So stay there, Jane. Let's do one more segment with our guests, and we'll take more calls and then do a host of...
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I want to jam in a few final calls for our guest. Jane and Marilyn, go ahead and finish up your comments.
Understand that this thing can be scanned just as a credit card magnetic strip can be scanned. Hence, it can be forged and emulated. So, dude, you haven't really bought yourself any kind of security. They don't need to cut your hand off. All they're going to do is scan it. Now, I first read about these things in the 70s when they were using them to track cattle. And it strikes me that, in effect, when you get one of these things implanted in you, you become human cattle. And, my friend, at some point, they're going to cull the herd, and you might just be one of those cattle that gets culled. I wish you luck.
All right, Jane, thank you for the call. Comments on that, sir?
Well, I mean, that's part of the issue. I mean, security has been one of the things that's kind of paramount and discussed in the book. And, you know, it is a problem. You know, on the other hand, what I see, you know, if somebody's going to sneak up on me in a personal use situation, you know, and steal the ID and try to get into my house, I mean, it's not going to work on the next door neighbor's house. You know, they're going to take an easier route. If they want in my house, they're going to break a window or they're going to kick the door in or pick the lock. While it is possible, in a personal use, low security, low risk, non-payment type system, I accept those security risks. And if it were ever to become oppressive, I would get it removed.
All right, let's talk to Cliff in Utah. Cliff, quickly, you're on the air with our guest.
How you doing, Alex? You got to think one thing, too, is that they work both ends from the middle. Now, if you have the chip and you take it out and your pet has one, they still have you tracked right there. And if you go to chips/GPS, you'll find out that they can track you anywhere on an RFID.
Well, they're already using telephones to do it. First, it was, GPS for your safety. Oh, now we're tracking it for traffic. And, oh, for law enforcement, we're tracking all of you. Well, what happened to the Fourth Amendment? They're busy talking about NSA spying. What about our cell phones? They're doing it right out in the open.
That's exactly right. And something, too, before you couldn't even talk up in an airplane over 2,600 feet. And they've had that problem solved now, too. In fact, it's been proven.
Yeah, it didn't work on 9/11. You couldn't make phone calls above about 3,000 feet, but magically it worked that day with those special phone calls. All right, I want to thank our guest for joining us. I guess we've got time for Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on the air with our guest, the author of RFID Toys. Go ahead, you're on the air, Fred.
He didn't even answer your question about where this is going. He said the two groups of people, the social aesthetics and the techies. You know,
it's the control freaks that are driving it.
I am so sick of this gentleman, because it's the biggest question that you have on the show is where is this going? And the fact is that everyone is against it until you can distract them with these technical dazzles and apologistic answers. It really is unnatural, and it's against all our values, against all our laws, it's against the right of privacy.
It's being driven by a criminal government out of control. Thank you for the call. Final comments, Mr. Grafstra.
I guess final comments are, I ventured into this as a personal venture, not because I saw someone else do it and thought it was cool. And I'll probably pursue it as a personal venture and then exit the technology arena, in RFID in the same manner. At this point, I don't see any, direct, security or privacy issues, against me as, individually. The day is coming. I can see that,
All right. Well, sir, I hope that you'll be a critic against the Big Brother aspects, which are the dominant aspects of this emerging technology that's being rammed down our throat with billions of dollars behind it, peddling it and pushing it. It's very sinister. And we have links on InfoWars.com to photos of your chip and you being chipped and a lot more. Thanks for spending 55 minutes with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Third hour, a ton of news, your call straight ahead.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.